leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. Soldier and journalist, these are the two roles Winston Churchill plays as a young man. It is now 1898, and the man who is one day to become Prime Minister of Great Britain is now attached to Kitchener's Nile Expeditionary Force, sent to Africa to crush the rebellious Mahdi. Here in Africa, his first adventure is to get lost.
This is a nice mess. All I have is my horse and not a skerrick of food, nor a drop to drink. Oh, confound it. I'll either be the laughingstock of the fellows or else a corpse by morning. Uh-huh. Do I see signs of life yonder? Yes. Look like Arabs. Gosh, the only word in Arabic I know is bakshish. However, that'll have to serve. Go on.
Get up there. Hey, you there.
Huh?
Food. Drink. See? Like this.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound very intelligent. Oh, thank goodness he knows what I mean. Thanks, old man. Dates, eh? Oh, that'll satisfy me immensely.
It's fine beer.
And milk. Good. Dirty, but sweet. Well, here's hoping I don't catch enteric fever. I say, have you seen soldiers?
Well?
Guns. See? Rifles. Uniform. Count on fingers. 10 and 10 and 10.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, the light of recognition dawns in his eyes. Where? Oh, that way. Well, thanks. Here's a present for you. Yes, in London it would buy a handbag, but you could put a hole in it and tie it round your wife's neck, like this. Well, goodbye for the present. Best wishes to your family. And here's hoping your dates and milk don't kill me before I rejoin my... wasn't for the constellation of Orion, I would have been lost in the desert and never heard of again.
That wouldn't have been a very great loss.
No, sir.
You'll have to be careful not to go too far in future, Churchill. I've got to look after you, you know. You're no ordinary soldier. You're a newspaper man.
I don't want to be treated any differently from any other soldier, sir.
Very well. You'll be assigned special duties. You are now placed in charge of the lame horses.
The lame horses?
Yes. Lances will head the team of lame donkeys, invalids, horses, mules, camels. The donkey boys will follow. You will bring up the rear.
Oh, but sir...
Well?
I might miss the fighting, if any.
It'll be just your very bad luck. I've given orders. Now you will please obey them.
Very well, sir. I'll do everything in my power to bring honour and glory to the lame horses and invalid troop. Good morning, sir. They want to humiliate me now. Here's a job for a British officer. I bet they said, "We'll break young Churchill's heart if he comes to us." Poor little men. They think I'm as small as they are. Well, I'll write a big book on this campaign. So long as I get up to the fighting line, I don't care if they give me a sweeper's job. Lame horses, donkey boys, and Churchill.
I don't believe these dervishes even exist. They're just myths created by the Sirdar and his Anglo-Egyptian entourage.
They exist, all right, Edwards. But when we get to Omdurman, you'll find they've all gone.
Gone? Where?
Oh, here's Churchill, newspaper man, looking for facts. Got to where they came from, Churchill, and that's nowhere. What about another drink?
But there must be an enemy somewhere, or why go to all this trouble?
You better ask Kitchener that. He's running this war in his own way, if you can call it a war. Well, here's good luck.
Good luck. Travers, you've been in the Sudan long enough to know. Do you think there's going to be a fight?
Not at Omdurman. By this time, the dervishes are probably streaming off hundreds of miles along the road to Kordofan.
Yes, we'll have the job of following them. We've been marching towards the equator for months and months. Oh, well, it's a pleasant occupation. Jolly life, isn't it? Glad you came, Churchill.
Oh, I did want to see some fighting. I hoped we'd find it at Omdurman.
And so you will, laddie. The word of a MacDonald on it.
No, it's Brigadier General MacDonald. This is an honor to the mess, sir. Won't you sit down?
Thanks, Travers. And who is the young fire eater who's so anxious to go into action?
Mr. Churchill, sir. Attached to the 21st Lancers, war correspondent.
Oh, a newspaper man. I thought he was a soldier.
Well, I hope I am a soldier, sir. I'm ready to do whatever I'm asked. I'm really a supernumerary lieutenant.
Hey, you want to see some dervishes, do you, Churchill?
Do you think we'll find them at Omdurman, sir?
They're all there, laddie, and they're not the sort to run. Omdurman is the capital of their empire, and you can be certain they'll put up a battle for it.
Oh, that's good news, sir.
Hey, you may not think so later on. Well, we'd better get some rest, gentlemen. Omdurman is only 80 miles away, and I'm thinking the dervishes are all drawn up outside the city waiting for us. Good night to you all. Good night, Mr. Churchill. And don't worry, it won't be long before you have some great stories for your paper.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Brigadier General MacDonald. I say, that isn't the man they call Fighting Mac, is it?
That's the laddie. What do you think of him?
Why, he's like something out of a book. If I were in charge of the country, that's the sort of general I'd choose. He looks like one of these generals that British soldiers for centuries have willingly fought and died for. A leader, that's what he is. Oh, it'd be great to be a leader like that.
Well, how do you like it, Churchill? Exciting, isn't it? You seem to have been traveling a long time now. Well, go on like this for hours. Expecting to see something exciting every time we come to the top of another hill. And always fighting the same old thing. Sand, sand, and nothing but sand.
There's another swell now. Yes, there might be something better this time.
Bigger and better sand, you mean? Hello. What's happened ahead there?
Our advanced patrols have halted. They're taking some observations. I wonder... Oh!
Hello. Here comes Edwards. He's with the advance patrol. I say, what's happened, old man?
Enemy in sight.
Where?
There. Can't you see? Look at that long brown smear. That's them. They haven't bolted after all. Fighting Mac was right. Well, I've got to get along. See you later on, perhaps.
Well, looks like some action at last.
I noticed that discoloration of the horizon, but I thought it was a forest of thorn bushes. How many would you say were there, Travers?
A good many. Quite a large army, I'd say.
It's hard to believe they're actually men. Even through the glasses, I can't make anything out distinctly.
We all know they're men when the fighting starts. I never want to see better fighters.
Mr. Churchill, sir. The forward runs to Colonel Martin. He needs a subaltern with a fresh horse. Outpost line.
Yes, sir. Good hunting, Churchill.
Second Lieutenant Churchill reporting, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. The subaltern I sent for. Good morning. How's your horse?
All right, sir.
Good. The enemy has just begun to advance. I want you to see the situation for yourself and then go back as quickly as you can without knocking up your horse and report personally to the Sirdar.
To the Sirdar, sir?
Yes. Sir Herbert Kitchener. You'll find him marching with the infantry. Tell him exactly what you've seen.
Yes, sir. Second Lieutenant Churchill, sir.
Churchill? Well?
I've come from the 21st Lancers, sir, with a report.
Yes?
The enemy are in sight, sir. Apparently in large numbers. Their main body lies about 7 miles away and almost directly between our present position and the city of Omdurman.
Are they in motion?
Up to 11 o'clock, sir, they remain stationary. At 5 minutes past 11, they started advancing. When I left about 40 minutes ago, they were still advancing rather rapidly.
I see. You say the Dervish army is advancing. How long do you think I've got?
We've got at least an hour, probably an hour and a half, sir, even if they come on at their present rate.
Are you sure your calculations are correct?
Yes, sir, I'm quite sure.
All right. You better have some lunch. Rest your horse. And rejoin your squadron.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, phew. Thank goodness that's over. Well, now we're on the verge of action. I know it. Omdurman is going to make history. And I'm going to be there to write about it. I'm going to be present at one big event in British history. Dispatch by Winston Churchill, war correspondent of the Morning Post.
So, on the morning of September the 1st, 1898, this brilliant young adventurer with pen in one hand and revolver in the other stands on the threshold of historic events. A battle against the dervishes to bring peace and order to a far-flung outpost of the empire. History is in the making, and Winston Churchill is there to record it.